listener production.
Hi, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Homeowners around the border and northeast may soon have to shell out for upgrades for their fridges and stoves as the state government looks to introduce minimum energy efficiency standards for household appliances. Landlords too may be hit with the bill, which could be in the thousands, as homeowners may be forced to replace old gas appliances with more environmentally friendly options. Hundreds of burn-offs have been held throughout regional Victoria in recent weeks, including in the northeast. Deputy Chief Fire Officer Joe Gomez says autumn provides ideal conditions.
In other times of the year, the winds can really put a lot of pressure on the safe delivery of the planned burn, so that's why we do the bulk of the program in autumn. So we are really happy to have completed some really important burns using the autumn stable weather, especially in the Bowen Southwest region and the Hume area.
The latest data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics saw regional Victoria record an unemployment rate of 3.9% in March, a figure significantly lower than Melbourne's rate of 4.5%. Around the Hume region of the state, it's sitting around 4.6%. Briefly, a slight alarm blunder saw the singer for Wodonga's Anzac Day dawn service yesterday morning miss her performance. She says she'll make sure she's got it the right time set next year. And Yarrawonga's Helping Hands has joined forces with Foot Recycling Services to raise money for Yarrawonga Health. Interim CEO Robin Harbright says the funds raised by the partnership will go towards health equipment and other important aspects.
Some of the things that we are looking for are new dialysis chairs for our dialysis unit and TV sets. As you can imagine, in-health equipment is very expensive and dialysis chairs have to be a particular type, and you're looking at in excess of $15,000 for each chair.
North Albury's netballers claimed Albury scalp yesterday in their Anzac Day clash, winning by 9 goals. Meantime, the Raiders fared better than their footy counterparts, putting Wodonga away by 13. Round 5 resumes tomorrow afternoon.